Laptop Disclosure by Ruby Ryder. Martina inhaled the scent of Daniel and smiled. Wasn't this one of the signs of being in love, that you couldn't get enough of your partner's scent? Her head was on his chest, and they'd just enjoyed a rowdy session of lovemaking. Daniel had been in his office after dinner, catching up on work that had backed up while they were on vacation. He'd woken her up with a hard cock filled with need, and she was ready for him. Vacation. Martina smiled. Her skin was still warm from the tropical sun they'd left behind only 2 days ago. Best vacation she'd ever had, hands down. Copious amounts of sun, swimming, and especially sex. Her hands on his cock. His cock in her mouth. His cock in her ass. Yum. Her skin was sensitive from slight sunburn. Her pussy and ass were sensitive from repeated and welcome invasions by Daniel's cock, fingers, and tongue, in addition to a number of toys she'd packed. He'd been insatiable, and she'd eagerly met him in that decadent place of wantonness. Vacations were good for that, an unapologetic and purposeful focus on sex. That was definitely one thing that worked well between them, the sex. Playful, open, and experimental were the words that came to mind. Hawaii had certainly been all three of those. She'd convinced Daniel to take some time away from his gift store, trust his manager to handle anything that came up, and go with her to a tropical paradise. Best idea ever. He'd gotten pretty busy over the holidays, understandably, and the time they usually devoted to fucking had diminished in inverse proportion to the increase in store business. Hawaii was a much-needed time for them to reconnect. They were well-rested and all smiles when they returned home. They were also both delightfully sore from all the sex. Daniel had called her from the store around lunchtime. "Come over for dinner, Martina. I'll pick up De Leone's on the way home. Stay the night with me." "I'd love to," she responded. It had only been 2 days since they returned, but she missed him already. Her sixth-floor apartment had a beautiful view of the night lights of San Diego, and she loved her space there, but she couldn't stop thinking about Daniel in Hawaii. So she headed over to his place in the foothills of El Cajon. Dinner was delicious. De Leone's never missed. They ate there so often that they had their favorite dishes. She was doing the dishes when Daniel sidled up behind her and put his arms around her, kissed the back of her neck. "Hey, sweetheart, would you mind if I work for just a little bit more to catch up? I'm almost there, and I promise it won't be more than an hour." This wasn't unusual. The store demanded much of his time, and she didn't mind. She turned and kissed him, putting her wet hands on both of his ass cheeks and pulling him to her. Lovely wet hand prints now decorated his shorts, and he laughed as they kissed. "No problem, handsome." "Thanks, Martina." Before she let him go, she slid her hand around to the front of him and squeezed his cock, leaving watermarks there, too. "Work as long as you need to, but I expect a piece of this tonight, even if you have to wake me up." "You got it," Daniel murmured, feeling his cock grow under her touch. He'd been thinking about Hawaii, too, which is why he invited her over for dinner. He was remembering the exquisite sensation of his cock in her ass. That was a first for them. But he was also remembering her finger in his ass while his cock was in her warm, wet mouth. That was a big surprise. He never knew anything could feel that good. Martina finished the dishes, watched a bit of TV, and showered before she crawled between the sheets. Later she was awakened by Daniel, hair still damp from his own shower, and randy as hell. He fucked her with an urgency that caught her up and surprised her. Her orgasm was delicious, followed quickly by his cock pulsing and shooting deep inside her. Rousing herself from the post-orgasm stupor that threatened to send her off to sleep, Martina stopped inhaling the scent of her favorite man and padded off to the bathroom. On the way, she passed Daniel's desk and accidentally bumped his laptop. The screen flashed on, and Martina stared at the photo. Now this was something new. A busty brunette with a strap-on was fucking a guy on his hands and knees on a bed. How interesting. That bump of his laptop had been quite fortuitous. Emptying her bladder, she rejoined Daniel in bed and fell asleep, considering the possibilities. The next morning, Martina kissed Daniel and headed off to work without saying a thing. She had studying to do and preparations to make. The following Sunday morning, she was ready. She dressed in her favorite purple lacy bra and panties and buckled the purple leather harness on. admiring the purple cock she chose to complete the outfit. Daniel was going to flip. They'd already texted that morning, and he planned to head over, take a quick shower, and then they'd walk to the werewolf for brunch. She took a photo of herself in her bedroom mirror. Her ample breasts threatened to spill out of the bra. Her large hips were accentuated by the lace panties and strap-on. Damn sexy, even if she did say so herself. She sent the picture to Daniel with no explanation. About 25 minutes later, he was pounding on her front door, his knocking speaking loudly of desire and need. She welcomed him in with a laugh and a big smile. For all of his urgent pounding, Daniel was speechless when she opened the door. He couldn't take his eyes off her strap-on. She was a vision in purple. "You want this, don't you?" It was definitely a statement and not a question. "How did you know?" Daniel's hesitation spoke of fear of disclosure, which at this point seemed silly. His secret was out. "You left a screen open, sweetheart. I got up to go pee and bumped your laptop. That's when I saw what you like." "Oh, well, I think I like it, Martina. I have actually never tried it. You put your finger in my ass in Hawaii and it felt fucking amazing. So I started looking at porn." Daniel blushed and looked down at her strap-on. "I see. Then we will probably have cause to celebrate at the end of this day, because this is going to be your first time, Daniel." "Mine too," Martina giggled, grabbed her purple cock and waved it at him. "Damn, I love you." He closed the distance between them and took her into his arms, kissing her hard. Her cock bumped against his, and that sent the first thrill of the day through him. Breaking the kiss, Martina sent him off to the showers with a rectal bulb syringe and instructions on how to use it. She'd done her homework well. Fresh from the shower, Daniel lay face down on the bed, following Martina's orders. She slipped her tongue into his ass and listened to him groan, felt him squirm with pleasure, pushing back for more. So slowly that he was begging for more, her fingers eventually explored his ass, finding the spot she'd read about that made him tremble and swoon. Then she took the dildo out of her harness, and with a deliberately gradual pace, she worked it into his ass. She wanted to revel in every moment of this experience, and not rush a single thing. Finally, she placed the toy back in her harness and inched it inside him. His moans came with every stroke at that point. Good Lord, what fun they had. Martina loved everything about this, and that was a surprise to her. She loved being in charge. She loved giving Daniel so much pleasure. She loved the orgasm she eventually had when she turned on the vibe in the toy. She loved running the fuck when she finally turned him over on his back and fucked him, holding his legs up while she pushed her cock into his ass over and over again. After she came and turned off the vibe, Daniel reached down and stroked his cock when she resumed fucking him. Martina loved the streams of cum that flew from Daniel's cock up to his chin when he finally exploded. Their eyes were locked together and he made such yummy noises. This time, after cleaning up a bit, she held him instead of the other way around. That was different, but it felt right. Daniel rested his head on her soft breasts. They cuddled for a while, silent with the enormity of what had just happened. In the intoxication of that moment, without even talking about it, they both knew that their sex life would never be the same. The Rubicon had been crossed. Their sex life would indeed never be the same. It would be much, much better.